Good morning, Jerry, KA3JCA, and good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Richard. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to say hello.
Hello, KA3JCA.
I was leaving Malden yesterday afternoon, drove by your place over there. I think it was about time everybody was up. 7-ish, maybe a little bit before 7, and they were rolling in, so I guess you might have still been out on the road at that time. And Richard, I checked again on that repeater book file, and I actually have one set up for my 705 where I can do the CSV files. It loads up perfectly. I didn't have a bit of trouble with it at all.
Couldn't find the export tab this morning there, Jerry, and because I was talking to someone else, but then I found something under Travelers, and it actually let me put in like the I-85 corridor from Virginia to Georgia, and it gave me all the repeaters frequencies down the 85 corridor, and I could actually list just the long haul or the wide area repeaters only, but then it let me export it to a CSV file. So, yeah, I was able to do that.
I'll let you guys have it. I got to sneak back to the building and grab my cell phone. I have several numbers for different shippers that I call them all day long, so I kind of need it. I left it in my personal truck. But one quick question, Richard. Is that on the app that you can do that for repeater book, or is that on the computer or the website?
Site. Now, somebody this morning was talking about hooking your phone up with a cable to, I think it's the D710GA or something, but you could hook the phone up and it uses your GPS signal and you can download stuff to the repeater frequency right to your radio. I think that's what we were talking about. I might have been asleep still.
Sorry about that. All right, that sounds good. My radios won't do that, but I'll let you guys take it. I gotta get in traffic here. So N4ZLK, you two have a good day.
A little bit later, Richard. There's a travel. If you, at least on the regular computer, mine will have some amount of download on my iPad too. It would export it to an Excel type file. Export it as a CSV file, then you could, I could upload it just import it into my Excel template. It came up perfectly. I know they already had the coordinates on these. As I said, I didn't really look at it that much because I don't pay that much attention to it because I don't travel, a lot anyway. But it had a bunch of different things. It was in the drop-down menu side of it on the at least on my Safari page. So I'm not sure how that works, and maybe with other browsers. But that's where it popped up. And I'm surprised it wouldn't let you open the export files up. Cause it was just like a drop down menu, and then you just scroll down to whatever to export CSV files. They export it had a listing of all the different file types that it would the radio types it would export in that file format. They had some specific to certain radios, and they just had a standard CSV file type file. And I just used those, but the 705 did the same thing, but most of them had the coordinates already on them, but the GPS thing was, and there was an experimental, one of the people that helped develop the program or had something to do with it, there was an experimental thing that you could use, and I think it was just in maybe just a European version of repeater book, where you could actually Bluetooth it over to your phone. And add it over that way. Bluetooth it to the radios that had that function, where you could Bluetooth it to an SD, a micro SD card. But I'm not sure. I don't think that's active in the app now for the US app or not. I don't think so. That
more research here, but I like it because when you hit the export, I swear to God, this morning it only had four options, but right now I can download or export to my Anytone radio. You can do Chirp, CSV, CSI 800, G4 HFQ, GPX, ICOM, Kenwood, or RT Systems. So, oops, there's even more now. Hold on a second. Oh, you can even do Travel Plus or Yaesu and Radio Mobile. So under Travel Plus, there's different types. Let me go back up to what it says for Anytone. Yeah, the Anytone I can do my 878 or the 868. They haven't added the 578 yet.
KA3JCA, 4DJCA. I saw that on the just a regular, you know, regular repeater files where it just had those two Anytones listed. I'm sure that's just a situation where it gets the most popular versions first and then and goes on to the next ones. Like I said, I'm just not that familiar with the DMR radios, but it is, you know, it is nice to be able to click off what you want, you know, just 2 meters or that sort of thing. But the ICOM radios that have SD cards, micro SDs, in like the 51, the 5100, 4100, I think, and the 52 and 705. You can just hit a. It's got a in the firmware of the radio. It's got a deal where you got your GPS on, or you can, you know, you can set your GPS, you know, to a certain location, or you can just let it roam. And where you can see where you can pop up, it says you can click on here nearby repeaters, and you can set a distance, for, you know, within 15 miles, and it will load immediately and shut all the repeaters within that distance, and you can click on them and just hit them that way. It does that for D-Star, and it will do it for analog, but the analog is not populated. The D-Star file for the ICOMs is populated with worldwide D-Star repeaters everywhere. I mean, there may be thousands of them like this. And you can just, you know, load that in any time you want to, change from different continents and, you know, so forth. But the analog one does not have the GPS. They don't have the GPS coordinates. If you have the GPS coordinates somehow or another, then it'll populate it for nearby repeaters, which is really a great feature to have. But they're the, I don't know if Kenwood does that on their D-74 or not, but I know for sure that all those ICOMs I mentioned will do that and have that feature.
Of DJW, oh, sorry, Leah, DJC. Got you mixed up there, Dave, there for a second, Gary. Sorry about that. I actually, you showed me something new, and I like it because this is going to help me import the frequencies so much faster because I was literally writing them down on a piece of paper and then putting them in an Excel spreadsheet in the proper column that I needed to put them in. And, of course, there's always room for errors and mistakes when you're retyping. So now that I can just go in and move them and put them in the order that I want them to be in.
One thing I will mention, Richard, is whenever you import them, at least on some of mine, instead of showing like a 0.6 offset for duplex, it had like 0.59999. So you may have to go ahead and do a little editing on some of them. But if you have your radio already set to automatic repeater shift, I think you won't even need to put anything in that column. But you might have to. But it looked to me like it's pretty easy to sort. And some of the radios use alpha tagging. Some of the alpha tags they have in that repeater book are too long, so you may have to modify them to fit a particular radio. So when it pops up, is 14601, it says, you know, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society or whatever you want to do. You may have to abbreviate something to get it fitted to however many characters your radio might display.
I found this has been such a lifesaver because now I can help pull the South Carolina ones, the North Carolina ones, the Florida ones, and I could just create individual cells or individual CSV files and stuff like that and just put them out there for people that need to add them to their code plug. This is awesome.
And that about several months ago, and there's a guy in England that is pretty heavily into a lot of the digital modes, and he was the one who was showing me about the repeater, but where you just do it from the app, but that's not available, and it was just an option that they were going to incorporate, but never had that I know of. But then he said, well, you know, you can do the same thing if you use the website, you know, repeater boot website. You just have to sign up. You just have to do registration things. All this is no big deal. You know, it's free. And if you've already got, even if you don't have programming software, if your radio uses that file, and you've got an Excel, whether it be numbers for Apple or, you know, Microsoft Excel, if you got some type of spreadsheet program where you can import it to, where you can modify them and sort them. I mean, that's a good idea. It just simplifies everything, you know, a lot. And as I said, I don't recall, I didn't really look closely at the GPS corners to see if they were accurate or not, because, you know, some of those repeaters do not have them on them, and some of them do. So that may be a situation. But still, though, if you've got them in Georgia or you run it up down the corridor or South Carolina, you may load a bunch of them in, but, you know, you got, most radios have thousands of slots for memory, so it shouldn't be an issue to load a bunch of them in at one time and then just selectively move them in or out by the software, and then just modify that file and reload it again. It's pretty, I think it's pretty amazing that exists, and I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Tell you that I did not know about it, and I appreciate it so much, Gary. But because I figure, like, my radio holds 4,000 contacts, you know, as far as when I say contacts, I could put 4,000 storage channels in it. It holds over 500,000 IDs for your call signs and stuff. So it holds 500,000 of that. But so I could take, and if I knew I was going to be traveling a lot, and I knew I was going to have more than 4,000 talk groups or repeaters in there, I could take the corridors that I travel and change it just to wide area. Hold on one second. I'll be right back. My wife's here, KA3JCA.
Link the Blind Hands Network to another node, W0CAN.
JC, KA3JCA. Jerry, I'm back.
To me, that just makes, mine won't hold that many memories, but I don't need that many anyway, because with a, you know, with D-Star in particular, you've got a bunch of different reflectors you can use, but most, you know, generally most people use three or four different ones. There's one I use, this reflector, it's international reflector where you send D-Star photos back and forth to each other, and then you've got one that's, it's a worldwide reflector. It's located, it's actually in the location, the server's in Atlanta, and you've got another one that's another worldwide, and you know, you got probably, most people use less than a half a dozen. You can just have those reflectors saved and just hit the, and just, you know, pull up whatever reflector, if you saved them into, you know, into the reflector memory, you just save them in the reflector memory, you just pop them up. Use reflector, and that's it. So if you're already on a separate repeater, and of course, if you're on a hotspot, it just simplifies matters a whole lot more, because then if you're traveling with a hotspot, and you can use, like, D-Star, or if you use analog, you can pull up, as I said, you don't have to worry about the geographic location on the hotspot, obviously, but if you're carrying a handheld with you, using analog, or in the case of a DMR radio, where you can say, well, look, here they are, you know, I got them here, and I can, you know, follow them all up and down the interstate or wherever. And so I think it's just really, it's a more elegant solution that I've seen. I think it's one of those things, Richard, though, that the radios are just now catching up with some of the technology that was available to use to program.
Was there another station in there when I was signing off I didn't know if somebody else was trying to get into the repeater or not, KA3JCA.
I've been popping anybody into your call sign. Because if there's somebody trying to get in, go ahead and green call. Richard, do you have your echo link up?
1 second, let me bring it up online here.
You're trying to get up an echo link, but I don't have my phone with me, so I can't tell if anybody's on the node or not.
Echo link and turned it off. I just downloaded the version for the laptop, so I'm still trying to find the correct things to mute the speaker on the computer real quick, and the other stuff on that software. On the phone, I didn't bring it up, but there was nobody else there with me.
I heard, mentioned a node or something maybe, but like I said, I didn't hear the call, but you with Echo Link here, you can't link this node to another one, I don't think. You just got to use this particular node if you're on Echo Link, but I may be incorrect. You're more familiar with Echo Link than I am, and but anyway, I don't think you can do that. I think you just link this one particular node. Of course, multiple people can link to it from wherever, but I don't have it on my computer. I just use my phone. But like I said, I very seldom if ever use it. I thought maybe somebody might have mentioned a node there, but as I said, my hearing is not great. So I have to compensate for that.
Oh, it's possible that you can connect to an Echo Link, and if you know the codes or whatever, how to do it, you can supposedly connect other Echo Link stations. Because I have a friend in Tallahassee that he'll log in and connect on Echo Link, and then he's logged in and connect to this node here, or using Echo Link, I'm sorry, he uses Echo Link to connect to this one. But if he's in the vehicle, he can do something and connect the nodes.
Familiar with that at all. I thought you had to have some type of internet connectivity to do it, but yeah, this repeater may, and Dave would probably, I know Dave would know, but this repeater has, I mean, it has that capability, and I'm just not that familiar with it.
He's the expert, I can tell you that, man.
Got some experiment to do with these files now. I'm going to have to dig into mine and see what I can come up with, too. I'm going to try to, I got to get a couple more micro SD cards so I can just save, have one set up, you know, where I can just move files. Of course, I can do it via Bluetooth on the 705 and on the 5052, I believe. I'm not sure if I can do it. I think I can. But that simplifies matters a lot, but I'm going to download some of those files and just get through them and see what needs to be done and take a closer look at the GPS coordinates to see if they're, you know, if they're accurate anyway.
Definitely going to play around with this CSV file right now. So I'm going to, my wife just brought my three puppies in for me to see and visit with. She's in the background there. I got a chocolate lab, I got a gold adore, and I got a golden retriever. So I have the mom and the dad and the baby, or one of the pups from the litter. So I have all three of them, all of them like 68 to 70 pounds.
I'm in the background. Have a good morning, Richard. I'll talk to you a little bit later on. KA3JCA, N4DJC.
373 is N4DJC, KA3JCA.